Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Singing Machine Reports first quarter earnings. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and the number one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw yourself from the queue by pressing star and the number two. Please note this call is being recorded. I will be standing by if you should need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Brendan Hopkins. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us, everyone. We have a brief safe harbor, and then we'll get started. Except for historical information contained herein, the statements in this conference call are forward-looking statements that are made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties that may cause our actual results in future periods to differ materially from forecasted results. With that said, I would like to turn the call over to Gary Atkinson, CEO of The Singing Machine.
Thank you, Brendan. Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Atkinson, company CEO. I want to thank everyone this morning that has made the time to participate in our first fiscal quarter earnings call today. I'm joined this morning by Lionel Marquis, company CFO, and Bernardo Melo, company Chief Revenue Officer. I want to start by saying we are extremely thrilled at the first quarter results for a lot of reasons. This was the first quarter in company history where we were able to achieve positive income from operations. It's always been our goal as a company to be less reliant on holiday sales and smoothen out the seasonality of our quarters. This first quarter was a tremendous step towards that goal. Before I turn the call over to Lionel to discuss the numbers for the most recent quarter, I wanted to share some thoughts around the direction of The Singing Machine and where we are headed as a company. Today, karaoke as an activity remains highly popular. We're very fortunate that our core audience of karaoke spans across a very wide spectrum of ages, cultures, nationalities, and languages. Truly, anyone with a voice can sing. In the news, we've seen announcements from giant automotive brands like Tesla that have implemented karaoke functionality and microphones in their cars. From what we understand, it is a very popular feature. Additionally, karaoke has always been and continues to be at the forefront of pop culture and entertainment, with long-standing shows like American Idol, The Voice, America's Got Talent, and recently The Masked Singer. A strong case can be made that karaoke is an evergreen activity that will never disappear. We believe karaoke as an experience extends well beyond the home. As we have seen with our Carpool Karaoke microphone, karaoke is something that can be readily enjoyed in the car. It is also something that is very commonly experienced in bars, lounges, restaurants, and is also very popular online as a virtual experience. As such, we are actively exploring how to reposition ourselves from the leader in home karaoke machines to the leaders in karaoke community and culture. This is why you will hear us talking about new initiatives, new products, new services, all things designed to provide a fantastic end-user experience centered on music, experience, and joy. Going forward, we will be excited to provide more concrete updates on the technology and initiatives that should enable our team to dramatically expand the reach and impact on the global karaoke community. At this point now, I'd like to turn the call over to Lionel to discuss our impressive results of operations for the first quarter.
Thank you, Gary. Good morning to all the participants in today's earnings call. We've started our new fiscal year, 2023, with some encouraging results for our first quarter ended June 30th, 2022, as compared to the first quarter ended June 30th of 2021. In addition, there were a few financial firsts that I'd like to share with everyone, and I think Gary already spilled the beans on the first one. Anyway, our revenues for the first quarter ended June 30th, 2022, increased by $5.6 million to $11.7 million, compared to $6.1 million for the first quarter of the prior fiscal year. There was a successful initial product set in the consumer electronics department of one of our major customers, which accounted for approximately 56% of the revenue increase, with the remaining increase primarily due to another major customer who switched from direct import and requested earlier delivery that historically has been shipped in the second quarter. This is the first time we've exceeded revenues of more than $6.1 million in the first quarter since I joined the company 14 years ago, and also since this management team has been in place. Our gross profit increased to $3.2 million compared to $1.6 million, primarily as a result of the increase in revenue. However, our gross profit margin increased by 120 basis points, primarily due to the assortment of new products and mics that command higher gross profit margins, and were part of the initial product set in one major customer's consumer electronics department, as I talked about earlier. We had income from operations during the quarter of June 30th, 2022, to $147,000 compared to a loss from operations of $490,000 for the quarter ended June 30th, 2021, representing an increase of $637,000. While we did experience an increase of approximately $1 million in operating expenses, primarily due to inflationary warehouse distribution costs and some one-time logistics and project expenses of approximately $0.3 million, an increase in one-time professional and legal fees associated with the recent equity raise and NASDAQ uplisting, that was approximately $200,000, and bad debt reserve expense of approximately $200,000, but that's commensurate with the increase in revenue. We still recognize positive income from operations. This is the first time that we've recognized positive income from operations, as Gary mentioned earlier, in the history of the company. So as a result of these activities, we recognize a $16,000 net loss for our first quarter ended June 30, 2022, compared to a net loss of $119,000 in the first quarter of the prior year. It should be noted that the first quarter of the prior year, we had the benefit of $500,000 in one-time gains from the forgiveness of the payroll protection plan and a gain from related party receivables, but we had no similar gains or one-time gains during our first quarter ended June 30th, 2022. In May 2022, we successfully completed an equity raise of $4.0 million concurrently with an uplisting of our common stock from the OTC bulletin board to NASDAQ. We received net proceeds of approximately $3.4 million along with borrowings on our inventory line of credit of $2.5 million. That allowed us to finance the excess inventory from the prior fiscal year due to global logistics, as well as strengthening our cash position to $2.3 million as of June 30th, 2022, compared to $1.4 million as of June 30th, 2021. Those are the highlights. I mean, overall, we're not immune to increased expenses due to inflation, especially in logistics costs, pallets, warehouse supplies, temporary labor. However, we have seen a significant decrease in the cost of containers from China, which we expect will continue to offset some of the inflationary-related cost increases going forward. That's my report, and I'd like to turn the call back to Gary, who will further discuss recent developments and events.
Perfect. Thank you, Lionel. At this point in the call, I'd like to turn it over briefly to Bernardo Mello to give a brief update on sales and marketing. And then we want to make sure we reserve enough time for Q&A. So I'll turn it over to Bernardo.
Morning, everyone. I'll be brief. I just got back from vacation, so didn't have a lot of time to prepare things. But I did want to cover up some recent highlights that we've seen in the market. Obviously, the numbers do speak for themselves. And that has been a recent strategy of ours to diversify our karaoke sales to not be so holiday driven. And some of our key retail partners have recognized that, like Lionel mentioned, Walmart and Sam's Club, have started to shift much earlier in the year than previously. They see an opportunity to capture some of the summer fun, activities, and capture that with karaoke sales. So we've seen some good numbers, some good early signs of sell-through numbers. About 85% to forecast initially, we're starting to hit in those higher price points and in that new initiative at Walmart. Also, Sam's Club has decided to take most of their goods earlier this year, which will give us a longer run in their clubs, and also, you know, assure us to have a more successful season. As customers go by the aisle, they start seeing, they start making plans for purchase, they start looking at karaoke as an option, and that's always good to have that exposure. We just also got awarded Target moving forward. They've increased their store count, so we're now in 97% of the stores, which is good exposure for us there as well, as Target continues to be a key retailer, even though they've had some inventory challenges on their own with other goods. They still made a commitment to karaoke, and we're excited about that. On the marketing front, we were recently at the Music City Grand Prix. We had two activations there. One, a carpool karaoke bus that drew a lot of attention and was probably the most popular activation during that whole weekend. We had so much excitement. Everyone was asking about, you know, where could they get this product. We got a lot of great footage, and it really opened our eyes up to doing a lot more of these activations in the future, especially with our partnership now with BitNow, who has two race cars in the Indy series, and they were able to give us logo space in the car during that weekend. So we are going to meet with them and see how we can leverage, you know, their media and some of their activities and continue to market the Singing Machine to broader audiences that we haven't been in the past. So we're really excited about that, and it's looking like it's shipping out to be a really good year. So with that, I'll leave some of the information for questions later, and I'll turn it back over to Gary.
All right, thank you, Bernardo. So at this point in time, we'd like to open it up for any Q&A at this point.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and the number one on your touch-tone phone. You may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing star and the number two. Once again, that is star and the number one to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. We will take our first question from Rommel Dioniso from Regis Capital. Go ahead.
Thanks. Good morning. Just with regards to the Walmart, some new products you guys have going in there, I think, Bernardo, you mentioned initial sell-through has been really strong. I did notice that there were some price rollbacks online, at least. There was a $149 down to $129, $99 down to $70. Were those kind of planned rollbacks sort of going in? Or, did that sort of help drive the sell-through?
Yeah, so,
I wonder if you could just give some color on that. Thanks.
Yes, thank you for the question. We do plan rollbacks and promos during throughout the year. So we put out a promo calendar early on in about March or April with our strategic retail partners. So you will be seeing that throughout the holidays beginning now. One thing that Amazon Prime has shown us is that if there are some good deals out there, the consumer will start picking up products earlier, which has been the case for us as well. So, we have been working. Some are online only deals, right now. But we do have some scheduled in stores at the Walmart CE. You'll see some from end of September through January, and then also from October through December. So. The promo calendar is out, and be on the lookout. We do have some good promos out there.
Great, okay. Thanks for putting that perspective. Maybe just a follow-up question. I saw the announcement on the Costco new products introduction in that channel not long ago that you guys put out. Could you just maybe take a minute to just put that launch in some perspective? I think you entered Costco a couple of years ago and have been building a relationship. Could you just maybe just spend a minute or two just to talk about the evolution?
Yeah.
Of that relationship and how that's built and what you guys see going forward. Thanks.
Actually, we've been in Costco now for over 20 years consecutively. We've had very, very good relationships with them. They tend not to be the first, the technology driven account, but with us, they've always allowed us to introduce new technology, just because they their customers do can absorb that higher price point. So the model that we introduced, we included, we upgraded all the new Wi-Fi technology to be up to speed with everything that's being rolled out this year in the marketplace, all the new securities, improvement to how we assemble the product. We took a lot of feedback from customers last year, and we think it's really the top of the line product that we have introduced, and thankfully, because of our partnership with Costco, we're able to roll it out. So they're starting to sprinkle into the clubs now, and you should be able to start seeing them by the end of the week, beginning of next week, in most of their clubs.
Great. Thanks very much.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We will now take our next question from Eric Nickerson with Third Century Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Great quarter. Lots of fun. Quick question about the, I think I made sure I caught it right, the million or so of extra expenses, operating expenses that,
yep.
I think you said about 200,000 of that was accounted for by the cost of the uplist and the capital raises. Did I get that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And also, Lionel, like, quickie on your inventory accounting. Are we using last in, first out, or first in, first out, or something else on our inventory accounting?
No, it's first in, first out.
Okay. And is it identified cost, like for every item, or is it an average costing kind of thing?
It's a weighted average cost, but I mean, basically, it's layered. I mean, we're looking at quantities that come in, and as they go out, our system is set up to actually layer the quantities, item by item out the door. Now, we don't track by serial number, but as a whole, just the numbers, the oldest ones go out first.
Okay, good enough. Thanks on that. I think I understood that our initial setup with Walmart is 3,200 of their, I presume, their superstores. And they're all in the United States. You can confirm or correct me on that. How's it looking to get into Walmart around the rest of the world?
Yeah, it's a good question. We're working with Walmart Canada as well. This year, obviously, unfortunately, was a little bit late in the year by the time we were able to try to duplicate, what we were doing in the U.S. Unfortunately, Walmart, unfortunately, they work really far out. But, now we have two proof of concepts, both in the toy and the electronic department. And we are already starting to work for Q1 of next year, so May of next year. So we're in the talks with them now as we speak.
Okay, well, that'd be pretty cool. Do you have a sense?
Yeah, and on that note, also we are duplicating the same success in Sam's Club. We're bringing that over to Sam's Club Mexico. We just got those commitments, so you'll see Sam's Club Mexico have similar programs to the U.S., and that will be out this fall. We're just working on the non-label technology stuff now, and we'll be shipping Mexico out soon. So, yeah, we're taking similar proof of concept we're doing in the U.S. That's been really successful for us, and we're taking that to different countries.
Okay. Great. Okay, it'll be good to watch that. I'm not going to ask you guys to speculate any, but I would like to hear your opinions, maybe from all three of you, on this quarter's report. What do you see? I don't like to be a Debbie Downer, but what do you see as the outstanding negatives, if any, in this quarter's report, in terms of looking backward to the quarter, but also in what it tells us about what we should expect for the rest of the year?
Sure, I'll take a first stab at that, Eric. So when I think about this first quarter, I mean, I really am genuinely excited at what we accomplished this first quarter. I don't see any negatives. I mean, it was a quarter in which we opened up probably the largest retailer in the world in probably the most sought after department in consumer electronics of any other retailer. So that, I think, in and of itself is a huge win for the company and for the brand. You know, we saw during the first quarter, like Lionel mentioned, some of the supply chain troubles or challenges that we faced last year, they're starting to ease up this first quarter. And as we move forward into the holiday, I think we continue to see that trend continuing on. And it also has helped us sort of smoothen out some of the quarters. So now we're shipping earlier. We're getting those weekly replenishment orders coming in from Walmart Electronics, and we're seeing the sell-through starting earlier. So across the board, I see the first quarter as a tremendous win in almost every aspect. Now, I know you asked or touched on how we're seeing the remainder of the year. You know, we talked a little bit about some of the challenges of retail. You know, if you've been following some of the announcements that the major retailers have been making, you know, they put out some sort of sour moods, you know, during our first quarter, in which they talked about the struggles with inflation. They talked about the struggles of having a lot of inventory. And so that has certainly been weighing on the conversation in terms of just how conservative they're being this year as opposed to previous years. But even despite all of that, I mean, we're still seeing, like Bernardo mentioned, we're still seeing a strong appetite from all of our retailers to continue in karaoke. We're seeing the sell-through every week coming in, particularly from Walmart Electronics. So I see this first quarter as nothing but wins for the company.
Yeah, and just to touch on, I think, you know, my biggest concern and the biggest challenge for me is, you know, unfortunately, retailers do have inventory that they came into last year. That, I mean, you know, TVs and those are not secrets. They made an announcement on that. So some of the open-to-buy dollars have been tied up. You know, we saw Target sort of, you know, delay some purchasing and stuff like that, but now we've gotten commitments. Now they seem to be rolling, you know. But yeah, I mean that's something that they've talked about openly, and although it's not directly affecting karaoke, it could indirectly affect karaoke because of their overall purchase open to purchase dollars.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, good. Let me just a couple of quickies then. With Walmart, do you guys have any kind of a haircut with, you know, dealing with them since they're so enormous, just kind of overall, or are they? Tell me about your margins with them compared to the rest of what we do. Is there any difference?
Well,
I'm just kind of guessing that there might be lower margins.
No, you know, I think Walmart. It's very fair. I mean, I know I speak for everyone in the room. I mean, we truly enjoy working with them. The one thing about Walmart is that it's a true delight is they know they're the best in logistics. They know they're the best in getting people in their stores and marketing. So they don't necessarily require us to include that in our costs. They just want, you know, the best costs, and they'll handle those things on their own. So I truly enjoy working with both Walmart and Sam's from that aspect of it, that they're fair and anything that they do is not to their bottom line. They just want to provide the best value possible to their customers. So, you know, with that being said, their margins are pretty similar to others. And the relationship and their ask are more than fair.
Okay. Well, I'll bug you one more time about margins. Are you guys at all bothered that on $11.5 million in sales, we just barely broke even? is there a margin problem overall, or is it just, is that pretty good? I mean, give me the picture here. This was a weird, great quarter. And I'm wondering if
it is, and it's not a margin issue. Yeah, no, it's not a margin issue because, as you see, the margins are up by 120 basis points.
I'm looking for the problem.
What hit us this quarter, and it was pretty obvious as we went through there. I mean, we had $1 million of G&A expenses over and above last year. Some of it related to the logistics area and price increases and inflation. Okay. We encountered somewhat more of that than usual. The second thing is we had a couple of large projects in the logistics area with some of our 3PL customers as well as with the Walmart, the initial setup for Walmart. There was a lot of pallets and supplies and labor involved in getting things ready. That hit us for, a couple of hundred thousand. But even though we're not immune to inflation, we're going to see those prices continue to, to hit us in the pocketbook in that area. However, the special projects were one time. They'll go away. The same thing with our 3PL customers, a couple of large projects there that will not repeat themselves. We had some, legal expenses and professional expenses, as I said, associated with the, preparation for the NASDAQ uplisting and, some of the filings that we had to do. It was basically overall a G&A thing. We had some compensation. We've got new people on the board. We had some basic incentives that, the officers hit as well. So, it's a combination of things. Some of it is going to repeat itself. The inflation part of it is not going to go away, but I don't anticipate us having a $1 million overrun every quarter here going forward.
Okay. All right. Good. Thanks, Lionel. I'll jump away and let somebody else have it. Great job, guys. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
It appears that we have no further questions at this time. I will now turn the program back over to our presenters for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for participating on today's earnings call. We look forward to sharing our progress throughout this quarter and speaking with everyone again during our second quarter earnings call. So thank you, everybody. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.